Recent decisions from the Vermont Public Service Board, including permits for commercial wind projects and approval of utility mergers, have upset some Vermonters. On Saturday, a mountaintop justice rally will focus on problems Vermonters are expressing about the utility regulating board. Vermonters for a Clean Environment is helping to organize the gathering. Executive Director Annette Smith says the board is increasingly ignoring the public.
We're dealing with a climate where the Public Service Board, like most public utilities commissions, were set up to deal with large power plant applications. They were not set up to deal with renewable energy projects. And so we're looking at a clash of a process that was never intended to be used for what it's being used for, and a public that is desperate to have a say. So what we're going to be doing at this festival is having some speeches where people will outline their view of where things stand, and then we're going to have a mock trial, and we're going to put the Public Service Board on trial with real people testifying about their frustrations with the Public Service Board, and then we're going to convene an assembly where we're going to discuss and come up with ideas for how to change it.
Vermont House member Cynthia Browning was critical of the Public Service Board's refusal to approve a ratepayer refund during the merger of Green Mountain Power and Central Vermont Public Service Corporation. Browning hopes to be at the rally to voice her concerns and legislative plans.
It isn't just the Public Service Board, it's also the Department of Public Service. There are some of us in Vermont who feel that there isn't enough public in either of those entities. Any process of regulation should always keep giant corporations at arm's length. And many of us feel that we need to right the balance, and that individual Vermonters in particular and the public interest in general are not being well represented.
Vermonters for Liberty Chair Stephen Howard says this rally is indicative of growing frustration by Vermonters over the Public Service Board's decisions.
The expectation is that the Public Service Board would be our advocate. But what we've been finding more and more is that we have a Public Service Board that seems to almost be in bed with corporations and not really paying too close attention to the needs of the average Vermont landowner. We've found things like the installation of smart meters, the whole eminent domain being used to seize property from a property owner as essentially infringement on the rights and liberties of average Vermonters.
Lyndon State College professor of physics Dr. Ben Luce has spoken extensively on wind development in the state. He too will attend and speak at the rally.
I believe the Public Service Board's procedures under Vermont law for permitting large wind facilities are not environmentally sound and also are not very sound from the standpoint of effective planning for a transition to renewable energy. So I think they wind up promoting very destructive and expensive forms of development and causing the diversion of public funds from renewable energy solutions.
The rally over the Vermont Public Service Board will be held on Northeast Mountain in Wells, Vermont on Saturday. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.